Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
So, a global news story earlier in the week. Have a cough that just won't quit. Here's what it may be. So, what causes coughs, laryngitis, and other manifestations to trail long after a viral infection has departed? Dr. Neil Rao is back with us, infectious diseases specialist at Halton Region and assistant professor of medicine at the University of Toronto. Dr. Rao, you know me. You know I don't usually sound like this. What the hell is going on?
Well, hello in your hoarseness.
Well, what's happening to what, what's yes. going on with people?
Well, I think people are very conscious about their symptoms, first of all. This right. is a post-COVID manifestation. People are very conscious of their symptoms. They're conscious about going to work if they're ill. They are thinking about not infecting others. So some of that cough etiquette, respiratory etiquette, has prevailed following COVID. So I think people are very cognizant of their symptoms. The other thing is, I think we've had this before, but people didn't pay as much attention to it. And we also have a combination of some of the respiratory viruses that kind of went on hold through COVID now making their ascendancy again. That was a bigger problem last year than it is this year. Last year, we saw this thing called immunity debt, where RSV, the respiratory syncytial virus, was affecting kids disproportionately after the COVID waves had come and gone and when kids were starting to interact again. So I think it's multiple factors, but I think part of it is simply consciousness. And one thing I do want to say is that even though we're hearing a lot about this, when you look at it from the virus indicators level, like the graphs of what the rates are, things are actually getting better. The flu wave of this year is dropping. In general, respiratory illnesses presenting to family physicians' offices based on sentinel surveillance sites, it's also improving. So what you're seeing is kind of a lingering on of after the infection coughs in people. Including okay. you, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't have COVID. I had a little sniffles, had the cold thing going for not even very severely. And then my voice said, bye-bye. And that usually happens when I get a cold. When the cold's over, the voice disappears. But it came back. I'm giving you an autobiographical description here. It came back, the voice came back, and then it disappeared again. I know what's happening to people across the country who are very concerned about how do I know that the virus is gone? What should I do about the manifestations that I'm experiencing now? Do I need to go to my doctor or should I just ride it out?
I think for most people, the answer is ride it out, but there are danger symptoms we always watch for. If someone is having trouble breathing, trouble when they're walking, getting more short of breath, or if the symptoms are actually starting to get worse and worse and not progressively better, if you look week to week, that's when there is a signal that you should at least see your family doctor as a first step. When I say not getting better, I mean, I think you should give this a couple of weeks, generally speaking. Viral infections don't deserve antibiotics. And unfortunately, we don't have any antivirus medications for most viral infections, except for influenza. But to give people treatments for influenza, you have to have a test available to identify who has the flu versus other respiratory viruses that can look very much like influenza. So it's hard to tell the sniffles apart, whether it's due to COVID, influenza, a whole smorgasbord of other viruses. So in general, I think a wait and watch approach is reasonable. But if there's an acceleration or worsening of symptoms after a period of improvement, and that worsening is getting worse and worse, it's not just a little bit worse, that's when you go to the family doctor, at least as a first step.
I received an email from a listener after I mentioned earlier that you were going to be on the program and that we were going to be talking about this. And the listener wrote, my cough gets worse at night than it is during the day. Am I imagining things? Should I be doubly concerned?
That's exactly what happens. That is classic, because when you lie down, you get more post-nasal drip. So if your sinuses are affected and congested, it drip, drip, drips into the back of the throat. You're not clearing your throat, except transiently when you're waking up and coughing and horking up, if you will. So that's actually quite classic. Personal experience as well, I can say.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah. Did you hork?
No, I'm trying to say, you know, you're coughing up that mucus. I know exactly what's being described here. And this is a bugbear season. This is going to go on until March. We're going to see a lot of this.
Yeah, I never heard a doctor say
that. Exactly. That it is actually worse at night. You think because you're not being active, the things you get better, but it's that position you assume when you sleep, usually sleeping on your back, that makes this worse. So yeah. Sometimes sleeping on your side can help a bit, but I don't have a quick and easy solution for that.
Okay. Now, we know each other pretty well, so I try to pull your leg occasionally with a question. So when I heard you say we hork it up, I've never heard a doctor use the word hork before.
I was trying to use common parlance. I know,
you did a good job. Excellent job. Yeah. Look, can I, in the a minute or so we have left, can we get a COVID update from you?
So COVID is here to stay. There are always going to be new variants around the corner. But what's really reassuring is that even with each new variant that comes in, though we do see a slight increase in mild disease in the community and ebbs and flows, it doesn't translate into a big surge on the healthcare system. This is because people have immunity from either one of the prior COVID strains that was out there since 2020, or because they've been vaccinated, or both. So we're in a much better situation than we were when we first talked about this topic 3 years ago.
Okay. And unless it's situation with a cough or whatever I have is getting worse, just ride it out, monitor it, and seek help if you think you need it.
As long as week to week you think it's better, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
It's not going to be better day by day, but if you follow like the stock market, you're going to be unhappy.
The stock market makes me work. Okay, we better stop this. We've descended. We've descended into inanity in conversations in the past. I don't think we should do it again.
Good luck with your recovery. We'll see. We'll listen next week.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Rapp. Thank you.
Okay.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.